Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's March 26, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 7, 2002. Elgad, what's your next question?
Okay, Nazarene, do you ever visit my father in his own realm? And if yes, what do you think of Asgard proper?
Elgad, what your father Odin has managed is beyond anything, even in my understanding. This feat of ectoplasmic engineering, where he has created his own realm within the spirit realm that is tied to the material realm, actually stationary over the material realm, is beyond anything we have ever seen. To have that power over ectoplasmic energy to establish a permanent bridge and keep it intact for all these ages is simply phenomenal. Whenever I visit there and see the realm that he has created and have supper with him and enjoy the songs and the singing and the tales of adventures and all this, it is often a very relaxing time for my weary efforts that I have to put forth to keep my kingdom going. These respites are very important to me, and the hospitality of your father is very important to me. If I did not have this, if I did not have this escape once in a while to get out and get away and to be away from what I have to do all the time, even for a few brief hours of a supper and a few songs and some entertainment, I think it would be very, very hard for me to even continue the association I have with the other lords of light in the afterlife. It's very important to me, for without it, I don't think I would be able to function. We are intertwined one with another, all of us who bear the light.
That's very interesting, but I thought the whole spirit realm stayed in one place.
No, Alora. The afterlife is in constant flux compared to the material world.
Wow, that's incredible. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here, John Lennon and Demetrius, for Christmas, wrote a story, 3rd Platoon Christ Brigade, which is a very interesting adventure, and I highly recommend it. It is available at
www.voicesfromspirit.com/V19N7/links.htm.
And I ask you to go and read it because I know it is something that you will enjoy.
We're back. Nazarene, I was shocked when we reported in a recent email that if the human race dies, you are planning to have our friends the Mora let you and the last humans reincarnate in their bodies and return to the earth and re-inhabit it, that this may take as long as 2,000 years. Why would you have to wait so long?
Alora, though the material world would probably perish in about 100 years, it would take the afterlife 1,000 years or more to completely die. Life is very tenacious, Alora. It will hang on to the very last end. The Mora could not establish a spiritual world here, begin their own afterlife, until the original afterlife is completely gone. It would decay and not function because the original afterlife would interfere with it. So we would have to wait over 1,000 years before we could come back. And it would take quite a while to plan a thing like this. There would only be a little over 3,000 of us, Alora. So we would have to reincarnate as Mora and build up energy, gather other people that would be willing to come here and join us in this effort. We would not be human, Alora. We would be Mora. We would be in Mora bodies, and we would be living in the Mora society. We would be taking part in their way. There would be nothing human about us whatsoever, other than the fact our souls were once human. That is the only human part of us that would be. The human culture and everything would be completely gone, but there would be life on Earth again.
I hope that never happens, Nazarene, but it's cool. It's always great to have a backup plan.
These things take a lot of preparation, Alora. We have to be prepared. We have to put them together. But like you say, we hope we never have to use this plan.
We'll be back again.